All right. Thank you all so much for joining us today, both panelists and participants. We really appreciate you being here to share all this great information with us. I am Michelle Morris from Consolidated Planning Group. And before we get started, I do have a few, you know, rules of the road or housekeeping items. This webinar is being recorded, and we are going to send it to everybody who registered. You don't even need to ask. Whatever email you gave us when you registered, that is the email where we're going to send the copy of this webinar plus all the slides. So you'll be able to have all the contact information for each of the different guests today. We cannot hear you or see you. So if you have any questions, please put them in the chat box, and we're going to get to as many of those questions as we can while we're going through the program today. Also, we do have a podcast. So if you're listening on the podcast and you want a copy of our slides, you can email us contact@cpgcares.net. All right, so Consolidated Planning Group, real quick, just a little bit about who we are and how we help families. We are a holistic financial planning firm. We focus mainly on families that have special needs loved ones, helping them plan for the future and prepare for the financial needs of taking care of a person who might not be able to work or live independently in the future. So we have over 30 years of experience with insurance and financial services. We are members of the Special Needs Planning Academy, and we are certified as National Social Security Advisors as well. Families come to us to do special needs planning. And what we mean by that is things like protection plans for your family, lifetime care plans for your loved one, transition planning. You know, when they turn 18, the world is going to shift a little bit, and that's a big transition. We're here to help with that. We can help with ABLE accounts, life insurance, investment accounts, and all of that kind of stuff. But really, we're here to educate families and to advocate for you. We don't want this journey to be as difficult for you as it was for us before we got into this business. You know, fewer than a tenth of a percentage of all the financial advisors in the United States focus on special needs planning. So there are 263,000 financial advisors, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 263,000 total across the United States. And out of all of those 263,000 financial advisors, only about 200 of them focus on special needs planning like we do. So you are definitely in the right space. You've found the right people who can help you. And today we've got a great panel of guests who are going to talk to us about different residential options that are available for you, for your child, for your loved one, whoever that may be. Each community is going to have about 5 minutes to share. And like I said, feel free to ask questions in the chat box, and we'll get to as many of those as possible. So Julie, if you would like to go first and tell us about the hub.
Absolutely. Hi, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us all today. My name is Julie Pomerantz. I'm the Admissions and Outreach Director at the Hub Houston. Hub happens to be an acronym for Heard, Understood, Believed In. And I wanted to share with you, I'm going to focus on our young adult community, but I did want everyone to know that we have a school as well on a different campus, ages 13 to approximately 18. But of course, the focus today on the young adult programs, we have three distinct programs for ages 18 and up, and I'll cover each one briefly. The first one is called Life 101. By the way, all of our programs are in Northwest Houston. And at Life 101, this is a daytime program every day, Monday through Friday from 9 to 3:30. And you can attend part-time all the way through full-time. And the heart and soul of this program is that it is an employability program. Our goal is to help the young adults move on out of our program and gain meaningful employment in the community. And the way we do that is that we work really hard on gathering employment partners who are thrilled to hire our members. You might be hired out as an intern, a part-time employee, a full-time employee. And once you get the position, we act as job coaches and go with the young adult until the employer says, hey, you can back off now. They're doing great. But while they're waiting for employment, we have a vast array of classes available in our beautiful building. We have art, music, dance. We have a STEM lab, an entrepreneurial program. We have a woodworking program, just a wide variety of classes. And we also offer two markets during the year, one in the spring and one of the fall, that are open up to the public, wherein our members who have made beautiful items sell them at the market. They get to keep the money that they make from those items. I also wanted to mention to you that we do have a wait list for Life 101 right now. We have about 13 to 14 people waiting. So, but what we're still doing are the tours. We are still having young adults visit for their visit day to see if we're going to be a great fit for them. And then if that's all good, we simply add to the wait list. And then as our members move out for employment, we will have room to bring in those on the wait list, anywhere from part-time to full-time. Moving along, I want to be respectful of everyone's time. We also have on that same campus a social club for young adults 18 and over from, it's Monday, Wednesday, Friday nights from 5 to 8 p.m. And it runs all year. And then we also have one weekend a month. We have a daytime event on a Saturday or a Sunday. We refer to all of our members as our hubsters. But for this social event, it's called Club Hub, and they can come whenever they want. We simply take attendance and then invoice the families once a month. It is just purely social. It's about making friends, building relationships, having a place to call their own. We've had a lot of people join this past year. I think we got about 26 new members in Club Hub, so no waiting list. And then finally, we have Aspire Accessories, which was in existence prior, and they were on their own. And then they contacted us at one point and asked the hub if we would take them under our wing, which we gladly did about a year ago. Aspire Accessories has their own campus. It's about 15 minutes away from our campuses. They have people there that are ages 18 and up. We refer to them as artisans, and they are creating magnificent items that are sold at markets throughout the year and online. You can go to aspireaccessories.com to check it out. And we pay the artisans minimum wage, yet the parents do pay for the program. It's for our staff to pay all of the salaries, the upkeep of the building, et cetera. There is no waiting list right now, but I will say that we only have maybe about 4 spots left to become an artisan. I'll end this by saying that I do have to hop off early today, but you see my contact information on the screen. The best way to do this is to email me. And then I'll reply and we'll get the conversation started. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you so much, Julie. And in case you didn't see it, I want you to know that there's a comment from Carol in the chat box. She says, I have personal experience with the Hub. Wonderful people. Can't say enough nice things about them. You rock, Julie. So thank you very much for that, for Carol and Julie. Okay, next we have Tia. She's going to tell us about the Center for Pursuit. Go ahead.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tia Smith with the Center for Pursuit. Thank you for having us on this panel today. It's greatly appreciated. I am the Director of Admissions and community outreach. And here at the Center for Pursuit, we have many programs and services that we offer. We also have one of our newest programs, well, it's been in existence about a year, which is our social motion skills program that we're real excited about. So I'll start out talking about our social motion skills program. With our social motion skills program, we start at 4 years of age or older. Pre-K and kinder social programs that we have, which we call primary. We also have lower elementary, which is first and second grade, upper elementary, third through fifth grade, intermediate, which is sixth grades, our tweens, as we call it, is seventh and eighth grade, and then our teens, ninth through 12th grade. Now, these are after-school social programs. So if you go to our website at www.thecenterforpursuit.org, you will be able to see under programs and services, the social motion tab, all the programs that are offered, including our tech lab, which is hands-on training and assessments for pre-employment. We also have our social group for younger adults that's included as well. So if you have not experienced our social motion program at the Center for Pursuit, we invite you to do so. We have day programs and services here at our brand new campus, which is located at 4400 Harrisburg in the East End. And with our day programs and services, we have our adult activity center and memory care. We offer total care. And then we have our Pursuit Learning Academy. We are a licensed ISS program, which is individualized skills and socialization. So with our day program, they can be a part of it on-site and or off-site. Our day program and services are open from 7:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and it's for adults 18 years of age or older with a diagnosed intellectual and or developmental disability, autism, or anything similar. Also on our campus, we have a full-blown dental clinic that's even open to the public, but it's for those as well who are in our program. We offer behavior services that includes group therapy, one-on-one therapy, and also family therapy and counseling. We have our employment services. We are a TWC certified vendor. So with our employment services, we partner with a lot of employers, and that's all listed on our website where we do pre-employment evaluations, vocational evaluation, which includes the Berkman assessment. Also, personal social adjustment training, the PSAT, vocational adjustment training. So a lot of great things that we offer inside of our employment services. We do offer residential. With our residential, we have the HCS, the Home Community-Based Program. We also, with our residential, we do our independent living. And right now we're rolling out a new program, which is our Independent Living Academy. And with that academy, we're looking to start officially in January of 2024. But that program will include independent living skills. It'll be all about those basic life skills, budgeting money and social skills. We will include vocational opportunities, coaching, employment services, and included in that, and also community integration, because we want them to know about safety, how to volunteer, how to vote. So all of that will be a part of our new Independent Living Academy. When we think about what do we accept Texas Home Living, CLASS, United Healthcare, Amerigroup, again, HCS. We do offer private pay as well. If you have any questions, my email address is here on the screen. Also, our website is listed out as well. So I would love for you to reach out to me if you have additional questions, but please explore our website. We have so many programs and services that are available to you. We call ourselves a one-stop shop. So if you need it, we do offer it. One of the
wonderful. Tia, do you have a wait list or not?
We do not have a wait list.
Okay, great. And does the student have to be living in your facility to go to the Independent Living Academy?
No, we will offer classes outside of the academy, which will be on our Independent Living Academy campus. And there'll be classes that are similar to what you call benchmarks, where they can go along the way. But on our ILA campus, Independent Living Academy, we'll only have 10 spots for residential, but if they want to be a part of the program from the life skills aspect, they can do that as well.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Tia. And if you could go ahead and put the location in the chat box. Some people are asking about that. I know you said East Side, and you said the address, but go ahead and put that in the chat box, please, while I turn this over to Tracy with My Possibilities.
Good afternoon. This is Tracy Hernandez. I am an admissions coordinator at My Possibilities. We are in Plano, Texas, which is part of North Texas and the DFW Metroplex. We are a year-round campus. We have new classes every 13 weeks for our students to choose from. Our students are referred to as HIP.
Uh-oh. Hipsters, maybe.
Hipsters. So hipsters are hugely important people. We do accept Medicaid waiver funding, such as HCS, Texas Home Living, CLASS, Deaf, Blind, and Multiple Disabilities, ICF, and others. We do have private pay as well. We try to keep our private pay to only about 2% over what the state pays so that we can make it affordable for families who do not have the waiver funding. We have two main programs. Currently, our program is our School of Lifelong Learning, and that is already in play in our program and has been for about 15 years. And in that program, we run much like a college campus. Like I said, they choose new classes every 13 weeks. They keep the same schedule for that entire time. We are open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Most students do a 6-hour block of either 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. or 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. Some students do the entire day. During that time, they will be changing classes, going on our CBIs, which is community-based instruction. So we are also part of the ISS program. And in that, we have everything from rock climbing, horticulture. We're next to the North Texas Food Bank, and they have a garden that we share, and they allow us to take our students over there to work on the garden, community service. We do projects with that, quite a few things, in addition to classes that are much more like our elective classes, you might say, music, art. We have museum classes, photography classes, foreign language. We've taught Spanish, we've taught French, and we teach sign language. So those are some of our many programs within the lifelong learning program. The new program that we will start, we have added to our building, and we will now have it's called the Employment Innovation School. It is a vocational campus. It's on our campus. It's just a new building. And it will be able to have approximately 300 students in total that could be running through the program on that side at one time. So we will start with 100 students in October. This is the beginning of our new school. We will have pre-vocational, general vocational, and industry-specific TEKS or tasks for our training. The areas will be culinary arts, facilities, retail, administrative support, hospitality, and technology. And in each of these areas, we will open the first three as culinary arts, facilities, and retail. And the first two semesters will be exploratory. And once students who have qualified for that higher level and are seeking employment after they finish the program, they will have that opportunity those first two semesters to find out what they want to do and go ahead and pursue. We expect it to take around 9 months, but we also know that some of our students will be able to go through the program faster, and some will take longer, and it will be by their skills how they are assessed. We will do an assessment before they are enrolled for the Employment Innovation School to determine what would be the best fit, the pre-vocational, general, or industry specific. Now, for our lifelong learning program, there's no, there's nothing that they have to do to qualify other than we do require an IDD diagnosis, and you have to be 18 or older. We do not age out. You just have to age in at 18 to be in one of our programs. Let's see, we have many other services. We have career services in addition to that. And our career services will be supported also by the Texas Workforce Commission. And our new building will not yet. That both of our programs will be supported by private pay and the Medicaid waiver funding.
Is there a cutoff for IQ?
As for the new building for the vocational program, we have not set one at this time. So most of our students, we would recommend if in that assessment, we felt like they did not have the skills that would even work for them for the pre-vocational, then we would recommend for them to do our lifelong learning program. So that we have students of all levels. So it's not likely they would have gotten through the admissions process if we didn't feel like we could help them. So our admissions process is listed on the link that you'll see here, our frequently asked questions. And in that process, they start out with a tour. After that, they can apply. And then we have an admissions process. We will do an interview. And from that, we do currently have a wait list with the new building opening up and students changing their schedule from the old building to the new building, will start freeing up that wait list. And so we expect it to have a lot of good movement this year, in addition to the fact that we have plenty of space for our new program. So we have students who will be coming off the wait list to go directly to our Innovations Employment School. And then we will also have the room to start bringing that list down, which is extremely exciting for us because our total goal is to be there for as many students as possible to help make their life as meaningful as possible and make every day count.
Thank you so much, Tracy.
You're welcome.
And there are a couple of questions that I've seen come up in the chat box. If each of you panelists would like to say, yes, there was one question, do any of these places have nurses on staff? You might say, yes, the hub has nurses on staff or whatever, or no, we don't have an IQ cutoff. But I want to go ahead and move along to Caleb at the ARC of the Capital area.
Caleb. Sorry, couldn't find that mute. Found it.
There you go.
Awesome. Thank you for having us today. Yes, my name is Caleb Alford. I'm the Director of Community Services at the ARC of the Capital Area, located in Austin, Texas. The ARC of the Capital Area has been in Austin since 1949. It was founded by a group of parents who realized there weren't many services available to their children in Central Texas, and so they created the ARC of the Capital Area. We are a national chapter, so we're actually the local chapter for the ARC. There's a state chapter here in Austin that does more advocacy and Master Pool Trust, and then there is a US as well. So they're all over the country. Here specifically in the Austin area, we do provide three main transition programs, those being a day program that is ISS accredited. We have three locations for that, a case management program and an employment program. Our art and education programs operate out of downtown Austin, Leander, and downtown Hutto. And so they're available through private pay or Medicaid waiver pay. We do three free trial days for families to come in and try it out so they don't have to commit and they can kind of see which site makes sense for them or if they even like it. It is art and education based, so we do focus primarily on art. However, we do do education-based lessons as well, depending on the month or the time of the year. With the artwork side of things, though, the clients are able to create artwork and we provide all the materials for them. And we offer three or four shows a year that they can sell these artwork at and get a small amount of commission back for that. And then the rest of it goes back to the agency to allow us to continue providing those services. And then other than the art piece, they do urban gardening and other lessons on computers, social skills, money, you name it, we cover it. So it's pretty fun. I've worked at Easter Seals camps in the past and our day programs are just great and fun to be in. And especially in Central Texas, there's not a lot of options out here. So we are definitely one of the best in the area. So that's our art and education program. We also offer case management, which is what I oversee. That being our adult education, our adult case management program. That program is funded through Travis County primarily, through our Health and Human Services Agency. And that is a it has no end in it. So I've had a client in there for 30 years and we've helped those clients by providing three monthly social events. We can help them navigate Social Security, Medicaid, housing, transportation, you name it, we can do it. Central Texas, especially Austin, is hard in terms of finding housing. And so that's something we help out a lot with, especially with the cost of Austin housing. And so we help a lot with that. And then, like I said, a client being in it in 30 years, it's really enabled him to continue to live independently, utilizing services like HCS waiver and things like that. And we do also work closely with our local authority here as well. So that's our case management side. And then the last thing on our case manager that I don't want to forget is we do also offer a low-cost guardianship program. I think we're one of the few in the state. I think there's one out of Galveston County as well. We will charge $200 for the entire program. We have pro bono attorneys and we work closely with our probate court in Travis County. And that is the total cost, $200. We walk you through the whole process. It's cohort style, and then they're done. So it's really awesome. There is about a two-year wait list on that because we can only serve 17 families at a time. And each family has to have two attorneys. But it is something that we can help navigate with as well. And we do specialize in resources in Central Texas for IDD services. So if anyone ever has questions, they can just reach out to us and just get general resources in the area. The last but not least program that we offer for transition is our employment services. We do, we are contracted with Texas Workforce Commission to offer job coaching, but we also offer a neurodiversity program specifically with Dell, and we're expanding that program. That program services anyone in the US, Canada, anywhere around, as long as they have a diagnosis of a neurodivergency such as autism, ADHD, they can get in the program. They do have to have a master's degree or higher in a skill that is the tech industry or higher skill level degree. What we do is we help walk them through in a cohort style program to help them get job interviews and support them through the job hiring process, since many of the people in Spectrum may struggle with a typical interviewing style. So we also case manage them throughout the whole process, help them get the job, and then we stay on with them as support throughout their employment with them. And so Dell is one of our partners we've been with for many years, and it's an awesome program. Some of the clients we've served had master's degree and couldn't find work following their degree. So this has really enabled them to live and really thrive. So that's a lot of the programs we cover. We cover many, many things here in the Central Texas area. And if anyone ever has questions, they can always visit our website or they can reach out to our main number or info@arcaustin.org. So thank you for having
us. Wonderful. Thank you so much, Caleb. Great job. We recommend a lot of people to you. Always, always, always. The ARC is a great organization. Okay, I have a slide here for Jacqueline Mulkey at the Monarch School, but you may have seen in the chat box that Jackie's daughter is currently, like right now, giving birth, and she is at the hospital with her daughter. So I'm typically pretty strict that if you don't show up, you don't get to present, but I think in this case, we can make an exception and I can go ahead and speak on her behalf. The Monarch School, of course, her contact information is here. You can reach out to Jacqueline to get more information about the Monarch School. They have an eMERGE program, which means embarking on meaningful employment and real growth in everyday living. That's pretty cool. The cost is $1,000 to $2,000 a month. It surely depends on what program you're in, and if you're residential, that's an additional fee that you can pay to be a residential student. They don't accept waivers, so it's private pay only. They serve ages 18 and up. Currently, they have students all the way up to age 45, and they serve individuals who have autism, ADHD, anxiety, IDD, and other neurological differences. So it sounds like there's a wide variety of people that they serve and can help out. but embarking on meaningful employment and real growth in everyday living. If that's something that you're looking for yourself or a loved one, definitely contact Monarch School. Again, they're in Houston. And congratulations to Grandma Jacqueline. All right, next we have Leslie at Southwind Fields.
Hey, thanks so much. I love these programs. I love getting to hear about everybody. It's so cool. So Southwind Fields is located in San Antonio, Texas, but we do serve people from all over the state and really all over the country. And we are what you call low-cost private pay. So all of the services that we're going to talk about are covered by $350 a month. We are a nonprofit. We're currently serving about 75 to 78 locals who are living down in the apartments. I should know the exact number. I think it's 78 who are living in our partnered apartment complex just down the street. So we serve locals who have intellectual disabilities. Many of them are on the autism spectrum, but any kind of developmental, intellectual, cognitive disability will qualify for them, qualify them for the program. So in the apartment complex, everybody lives there together. All of the apartments are two bedroom, two bath. So everybody has their own bedroom, their own bathroom, and then they share the living room, kitchen, and patio. If we have someone coming in who has lived on their own before and feels like they can be successful in a one bedroom, then we are open to that. But we do like everybody to have a roommate for at least that first year. So we provide a variety of services once they have gone through the process of interviewing and coming into the program. We help them qualify for the apartment. We help match them with a roommate, which is a fun process. They get to spend time together and make new friends, and then they get to decide who they live with. We don't just slap roommates together. So they get to decide on their roommate. And then we provide a whole list of things to help them not only get as independent as possible, but maintain that independence long-term. So that looks like meeting with their advisor once a week. So she's going to handle all of the case management kind of stuff. We try not to use like words that may make people feel like they're being admitted into a program. We call this a lifestyle decision. And so we use a lot of words that are colorful, but really like an advisor is a case manager. So they're going to handle things like, you know, Social Security, dealing with Medicaid, you know, all that day-to-day stuff that kind of comes up that a case manager would handle. We have a home instructor that goes around to every single apartment, depending on how much the local needs. So for some people, that's once or twice a week. For some people, that's once or twice a month. It really just kind of depends on what they need. And she's going to help them make sure that, you know, their apartments are reasonably clean, dishes are getting done, trash is going out, laundry's getting done. If there's a maintenance request that needs to be done, she's going to help with that. She does cooking classes. She helps organize all that kind of stuff. So she sees every single local as well, pretty much every single week. We offer transportation training and tons of social activities, movie nights and game nights and all kinds of stuff. But really, we are heavily community focused. So we want our locals to, of course, be participating in the things that we're putting together. But also, we really want them to be doing things together within their community. So because they live there together, they're always going to the movie together, going to each other's apartments and hanging out. I'm doing all the things that, you know, people do with their friends. And that's really what we're aiming for. We do have in-house job placement and retention, so we can help find a job. We are a TWC contracted organization, so we can help with job placement. And then we're going to take those supervisors to coffee or lunch or whatever we need to do to make sure that our locals can stay there long term. And if something comes up, they feel comfortable calling us. We really, really want our locals to be, our motto is live a life you love. We really mean that. We want them to feel like they have purpose and like they have control of their lives and they can make their own decisions. And we always say it's your life and we're just here to support it. And we truly mean that. So we keep them really busy and focused on their community and providing everything they need to be as independent as possible. We do also have a day program that is Monday through Thursday from 9 to 1, where locals who are interested in building their independent living skills or maybe they want to stay at home long-term and they just need a social outlet. So they come to us and they can take the classes during the day, but they can also really focus on building those peer relationships and doing fun things. I should say our city locals in the apartments do come to the local society. We do require them to come for 1 hour a week to take an independent living skills class of some kind to make sure that they're maintaining those skills that hopefully they have built up. Or if they need to grow those skills, that's fine too. We do offer financial management for those that need it, just kind of depending on what their family wants. And then again, that day program, we can offer those services alongside that as well. And then we are building a tiny home community in New Braunfels, Texas. We're putting about 150 tiny homes out there. And that is an all-inclusive community that will include a clinic and a market and an outdoor movie theater and all sorts of fun stuff that will provide not only things for our locals to do, but also employment for them on the campus should they want it. So that's kind of our big project that we're working on. So I think that's it in a nutshell. We have a lot of fun stuff.
Is that project in New Braunfels also going to be called Southwind Fields?
It is. That is also Southwind Fields. Yeah.
Fantastic. That sounds like a great, and the residential aspect of this, you know, living in these two bedroom, houses, that's still $350 a month, or is that more?
No. So the rent itself, the apartments are not in our names. We don't own them. It's just a partnership that we have. So the apartments, we have an agreement with them where we get a reduced rent, and then they also get first dibs on the apartments. So each local pays $520 a month for rent. And then the $350 is to Southwind specifically. So typically we say if a local has an income, you know, including their Social Security, or otherwise, of about $1,000 a month, they're going to have all their needs met and be comfortable. And then anything above that would allow them, you know, spending or saving money.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much for your time and for being here.
Thank you.
Someone in the chat box was asking, you know, do all of these different facilities, programs, opportunities have somebody there who can administer medication to their students? So, that's something that, you know, I hadn't thought about. Maybe you hadn't, but parents are worried about it. So maybe you want to put that in the chat box if you do or do not have that. I just suggested that as they call around and they're getting more information from all of you that they ask that question. All right, Michelle, Summer House, Houston.
All right. Good morning or good afternoon, I guess. Summer House Houston is a program that it began about 11 years ago. Wonderful woman named Donna Frugge had a daughter named Summer, and Summer was getting ready to get done with her school program. Donna looked around at all the programs out there and she didn't like any of them, and so she decided to start her own. They eventually bought a house in the Heights, and that's how it became Summer House Houston, even though we're not residential, we're just day in employment. And there it sat for about 6 or 7 years. They were very much ahead of their time. They did a lot of things in the community, a lot of vocational things, but the waiting list grew and grew and grew. There was 16 members, and the site there in the Heights really could not allow it to get any bigger. And so about 5 years ago, the board made a pretty bold decision to sell that house in the Heights, and we bought land in Spring Branch, which is on the northwest side of Houston. We built a brand new facility, and this last few years has been crazy. We have gone from 16 members, full-time members, to 40. And then we have also started a whole other employment program where we're also a contractor through TWC, and we help people find jobs. We exclusively focus on young adults with IDD or autism. And so we really like to get folks right out of school. We say that we're up to age 30, although we won't accept anybody in after age 30. We're not kicking people out either. What we see is that people spend more of their time in work once they get older. We also do have a waiting list, unfortunately, but it's not real long. And we open that waiting list often when people either move, or in the last couple cases, we had individuals get full-time jobs and not need the day program anymore. So we were able to backfill those positions, which is always a fun sort of thing to be able to do.
Yes. Yes. Congratulations on that.
We have our day program focuses on volunteer work. We have 27 different sites in Houston that we do volunteer work at. We use that for vocational training as well as just kind of giving back to the community. We have a very distinctive 4-to-1 ratio. And so people are always in groups of 4-to-1, which is nice. We are private pay, but we do accept the waivers, HCS, CLASS, Texas Home Living. It doesn't cover all of the costs, but it certainly covers a chunk of it. We do not provide residential homes, although we have a partnership with Monarch, that we have an individual that lives in their home and then still attends our day program. And they're open to continuing that also. And so we like that partnership.
Michelle, do you provide ISS services?
We do. Yes, we do. Right. And in fact, about 75% of the time people are out in the community.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
And so we do have a waiting list for our day program. We do not have a waiting list for our supported employment program. So again, those referrals would need to come through TWC, but we've had a lot of success in finding people employment, everything from Amazon to TSU to this one guy had his lifelong dream was to work at Chuck E. Cheese, and he now works at Chuck E. Cheese in Katy. And not only that, he is Chucky.
Yay! That is so great. That is such a wonderful story.
So, employment and community integration is kind of what we're all about.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. Karen, ISS is individualized socialization. And someone say it for me.
Oh, individuals. I thought it was individual and socialization services.
It's called individualized skills and socialization.
Skills and socialization. Thank you so much, Tia. So that used to be the word for, we used to just call them dayhab or day programs, but now this ISS term has come to use. And for me, it reminds me of being in high school and having ISS in school suspension. Not that we had, not me personally, but you know, other people. All right, Michelle, did you have anything else to add?
No, thank you. You've got my contact information up there and we'd love to hear from you.
Perfect, thank you. Okay, Beth, can you please tell us about Texana?
Absolutely. So Texana has the Texana Center for Advancement. We have several things to offer. One of those is our courses and clubs. So we run similar to some other programs that have talked a little bit like a college in that we have three semesters a year and we have courses available each semester. Some of the courses are repeated each semester. Some we bring in a new course, and sometimes it's a similar course, same topic, but different focus. So some of our classes, individual classes, are art, dance. We're really excited this fall. We're starting our first theater course, which is going to be really cool. We have a course that on I get fussed at if I say computer course because it's much more than computers. It's a computer technology course. So we've had so many things. We have the computer course every semester because it's very popular, but different offerings happen. So sometimes it's computer assisted design. Sometimes it's game coding, not playing games, but game coding, building applications, more than I can even think of. So we have multiple offerings. If somebody is interested in working on computers, they can come to a class and learn how to do various things. We also have classes on independent living, money management is one of our independent living classes, just various topics that we rotate through. And those classes, again, some classes are going every semester, some classes may have a new twist and across the summer, winter, and our summer, winter, and our summer, fall, and spring courses. Sorry.
There you go.
So that is one of the things we offer. And I mentioned courses and clubs. We also have a social skills club that is ongoing year round. We don't have semesters for that. You join the club and you attend every week if you would like. And we have two of those kind of broken out by age groups. We have a younger, meaning teens, and an older group, typically 20 and older. So there's a couple of opportunities there depending on age. For both the courses and the classes, we have private pay, we have some grants, we have some scholarships, And one of the other services that we offer is TWC, helping with assessments, vocational skills training. And we also offer a program through TWC that pays for some of our classes. So if someone is in the TWC program, they can ask their, what do they call their vocational counselor, whether or not they would, the TWC would pay for a class that they're interested in taking. That does happen on a fairly frequent basis. The other thing that we're really, really excited about is we have our Texana Cafe here in Fulshear, Texas. And our cafe, we were not interested in just selling food. We were interested in having a place where people could really learn the skills of what does work look like. And we have some retail opportunities there. We've partnered with some people who've spoken to display and sell their items. Our cafe sells sandwiches, soups, and made from scratch baked goods, some amazing Houston roasted coffee that's some of the best coffee I've ever had. And our interns come there and they apply. They are a Texana, and they go through the same process as any Texana employee. They go to our website, they apply, they get interviewed, and if they're accepted, then they come on to a paid job and learn to work. And I've had people comment that their individual isn't maybe not interested in working in the food business. And I mentioned, you know, ask that person, do you and the people you know, did they start out working at where they are, you know, in the business now, or did people work in fast food or a barbecue stand? And it's a place to learn how to work. And I'm always amazed at the different things that we find out that we're helping people with. So you'd think working is, you know, how to do the task, how to bake cookies, how to barista, how to clear tables, but there's the other obvious, like working with peers, working with supervisors, taking directions. But we also learned that some people, one of the things we've learned is they need to learn how to what taking a break looks like and how to use a break room. Just working a job teaches you how to work, what are the ins and outs, what to do, what not to do. It's been really great to see our interns come through and see what they teach us about what we're able to do. And that is our program in brief. We, again, have a mix of private pay. We currently don't provide any waiver services in our Texana Center for Advancement or the Texana Cafe, but we're always looking for people to partner with for classes as far as teaching classes. So that's how we ended up with our theater group that's starting this fall, because we find those folks out in the community who are interested in sharing what they do. And just keep an eye out. If you want to see what we have going on, you can look at our website, texanacenter.com. But also, if you want to email me, you can get on our mailing list, because as we provide new offerings, we make sure to do a mailing so everybody knows what we have coming up.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Beth. And Beth, there's a question about behavior issues. If you have a policy on taking in adults that have occasional behavior issues, if you could go ahead and put that in the chat box so we can get this webinar wrapped up.
Sure.
Thank you so much. So I hope that this information has been helpful to all of you today. It's always great to see there are so many great programs. I've personally driven past the Texana Cafe several times and thought about stopping in. I haven't made it quite yet because I'm not out in Fulshear that often. And typically when I am, I'm heading to a brewery, not to lunch. But maybe next time we'll be able to stop in there. I really appreciate all of you spending your lunch hour with us. A couple more things that we help families with, and I just have a few more slides as we wrap up. This is a great time to get your questions in the chat box for any of our panelists. Things that you need to be thinking about in terms of special needs planning. Developing a future care plan earlier always gives you more of a chance to get things set up correctly and not to, you know, spring surprises on your loved ones. If you set things up ahead of time, you have more of a peace of mind and you can rest easier at night knowing that things are going to be taken care of. Think about ahead of time, all of the options available after high school. You know, there are all of these great options that we've talked about today, but there's so many educational and vocational and residential options available. As you've heard today, some of them have wait lists and some of them don't. So planning early to make sure that you're on the wait list in time is very beneficial. And make sure you think long and hard before you just say, oh, you know, Sarah is going to take care of little Johnny when he graduates, or when they're adults, once I'm gone, Sarah will take care of Johnny. Well, maybe Sarah has her own things that she needs to take care of and her own family, and she might feel a little bit obligated to take care of her brother. And maybe her brother, you know, he sees Sarah as sister and loved one, not as mom. And maybe he'll feel a little bit resentful about this arrangement because you're not my mom, you're my sister. So you got to think about those things ahead of time. And don't just automatically assume that having a sibling in charge of another sibling is going to be the best option. I hope you enjoyed this webinar. We do webinars almost every single week, several times a week, about different topics that relate to special needs planning. Everything from ABLE accounts and special needs trust, waiver programs, SSI and SSDI and Medicaid and Medicare. We sometimes partner with attorneys who talk to us about guardianship and special needs trusts. We talk about letters of intent and how to get that all set up. And we have a podcast as well, so you can listen if you prefer to listen instead of watching our webinars. Where can I get a template for a letter of intent? I see that question in the chat box. We do have a whole webinar about that. And if you write into our office or email us, we can send you that template. This link, when you get these links, these pages, this will be clickable, will take you straight to all of our upcoming webinars so you can see what you would like to tune into, what you would like to register for. This is our team. Again, we're all based just outside of Houston for the most part. And we're here to help, truly. It's in our souls to advocate and to educate, to help parents like you who are going through this. We have two husband and wife teams of advisors. Allison and Jeff are the owners of the company. And then there's myself and my bearded husband, Andy. We all bring our different areas of expertise to the table to help out. And then we have a fantastic operations staff who helps us out in the office. Someone from our team will be calling you at the phone number or emailing the email address that you registered with. So please don't hang up on those smiling faces. We're just calling to see if you have any additional questions following today's webinar, or if you would like to schedule a free consultation with us. These consultations, they're always free. We're here to answer any upfront financial planning or special needs planning questions that you have. We want to get to know you and your family and what's going on. And then we talk a little bit about how we work and see if it would be a good idea for us to move forward together. And of course, the links for our YouTube channel, our Instagram, our podcast, and our Facebook page are all down there for you, so you can follow us on any of those social media systems, platforms. All right, so thank you again. If you have questions, please feel free to reach out to any of the panelists you've seen today. Everybody will get these slides later in their email. And if you have questions for Consolidated Planning Group, feel free to reach out to us. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week and everybody has a great day. Again, thank you all very much. We'll close for now and we'll talk soon. Thank you.
Thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the invite. Have a great one.
Thank you, everybody. Okay, have a good day.